Think of some famous movie backdrops, like Rick's smoky cafe in Casablanca, or Lincoln's cluttered White House office. A production designer came up with the overall look of those movie sets, but the details, like the booze on Rick's bar or the inkwell on Lincoln's desk, required a set decorator to make them look just right. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg begins her annual series at Oscar time on Hollywood Jobs.
In the backyard of a pretty picket-fenced house in Los Angeles one chilly winter day, barren rose bushes start bursting with blooms.
White and yellow.
But this will work.
Perfect.
Set decorator Karen O'Hara and a helper wire silk roses onto the thorny branches.
Maybe just one more, huh?
This miracle in gardening is for the romantic comedy Walk of Shame with James Marsden and Elizabeth Banks. They'll shoot at this house the next day, and everything has to be snip-shape. As a set decorator carrying out the designer's vision, O'Hara can change the seasons at the whim of a script. One autumn, on location in Vermont to capture the glorious foliage, fall was late in coming.
So guess what? We flew in fall leaves, and people were way up and wiring those leaves to the trees.
Leaves, roses, piece of cake. Sometimes that's part of the set, too. Set decorators usually start off at one of the big L.A. rental facilities, like the property department at Warner Brothers. It's vast. This is like walking through the furniture department of the biggest department store you ever saw, and a lot of it has been really used. Almost 250,000 square feet. Four floors. The dead bodies are in the basement with the other medical stuff, gurneys, operating tables. There are miles of chandeliers, bedspreads, drapes, flags, everything you'd need to fill a movie set.
So for the main characters, I think we have to look for the iron bed.
Decorator Lori Gaffin has to create 85 different sets for an upcoming film about artificial intelligence. Johnny Depp will star. Lori's budget, $1.4 million. With her at Warner's today, Anthony Carlino, her lead man.
Does that mean you're the star of the film?
Yeah. I work underneath the decorator, and I hire all the set dressers.
The dressers have a nifty title, too, Swing Gang. They're the heavy lifters, riggers, gaffers who physically put the set together. As lead man, Anthony Carlino also figures out how to get everything onto the set. Say, a decorator picks out a huge desk, but the elevator on location is too small.
So a lot of times, you know, we'll rent cranes or big lifts that we actually have to bring it from outside and put it through a window.
This is Anthony Carlino's lucky day. Lori picks a fairly portable lounge chair and slaps a claim tag on it before somebody else does. Wherever a movie scene is set, Iron Man's sleek house, some honeymooner's fixer-upper, Lori has to, well, set the scene.
Each piece that's in the house would be something that represents who they are. What do they collect? What kind of food do they eat? That's not all written in the script. We create that.
Okay, but what if you have to create sets for Nordic gods? Lori Gaffin and her assistant Florence Fellman met that challenge in the 2011 film Thor.
We had to do this giant banquet. Now, do these guys eat? And what do they eat? They're big guys, you know. Is it like a leg of lamb? Or
the table was
30 feet
long.
So
how do you dress a banquet for a 30-foot-long table of Nordic gods? So we were looking for silverware. Not silverware, but like
carving pieces. Reindeer handles, a big carving knife, and a big carving fork. It was Christmas time, and we found out that Target was offering faux carving set at a very inexpensive price. So we bought that for all our gods and goddesses.
With a mighty bellow, I flew into the giant.
Sometimes set decorators need to have objects made for a film by Hollywood's many artisans. At the Paramount Studios archives, set decorator Rosemary Brandenburg came in to see one such item.
Right there in front of you in a little glass showcase.
It's one of those sacred movie objects created for the first Transformers film.
The AllSpark Cube.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful. It's a fabulous sculpture.
An 8-inch lightweight cube patterned with wavy lines and mysterious symbols. It was the treasure the good alien robots were hunting for to destroy the enemy and save the planet.
The code.
The code on these glasses indicates the AllSpark is 230 miles from here.
The AllSpark cube was technically a prop in Transformers 1. An actor actually touched it. Rosemary thinks the cube might make a reappearance in Transformers 4 as just set decoration. It's too soon to tell. But Paramount archivist Randall Thropp says she can't use this one in the new film.
That's the only cube we have, is that cube right there.
So Rosemary will borrow it and make copies. She'll have a million or so dollar budget, so could make lots of copies.
Okay, guys, so we're ready to roll.
New location, new set decorating crew. They're working on an indie called The Paper Boat. The decoration budget here is $25,000. Paper Boat is shooting this day in a small house in North Hollywood, not the chicest section of Tinseltown.
Yeah, can you guys move a little bit this couch, please, on...
The swing gang, or set dressers, a few semi-brawny young fellas, inch the couch over a bit. They hang a mirror, place an ashtray. Lead man Jeffrey Sun says it's been staged for the shoot.
These cigarettes are in the ashtray. We sprinkle a little ash on top, put the cigarette butts in, and then we kind of crumble them up a little bit, the tip, so it looks like they were just put out.
Everything just so. Director, writer, and producer Los Angeles Barea, yes, that's her real name, is ready to roll.
Action!
Set decorator and crew back off into corners. The audio guy hovers over his control board. The cameraman peers through his lens. This basic sequence has been the backbone of movie making since the beginning. And the goal of the set decorator always is to have the movie star, maybe Betty Davis, delivering her most famous line, really believe it when she walks into a room and declares,
"What a dump."
In movie land, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Love that music. You can tour the Warner Brothers prop house at NPR.org. The series continues tomorrow with a publicist who's been working with Steven Spielberg. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.